This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, looking back at 2006 and forward into the new year. 1 year ago, I started this commentary on KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, 92.5 FM. I'm grateful to both station manager Lee Robertus and Nancy Casey for this great opportunity. The name Palouse Pundit was actually Nancy's idea. Iraq was at the top of the news nearly every day. 2006 may be the worst year for this country since a Mongol and Christian army sacked Baghdad in 1258. Thousands of Baghdadis are leaving the capital every day because of the violence. It looks as if Bush will be doing the surge, sending upwards of 30,000 additional troops to secure Baghdad and Anbar province. Local military officers have already declared Anbar lost, so it's difficult to see how anything can be achieved there except the loss of more American lives. More soldiers lost their lives this past year, 812 as of December 15th, than any previous year of the war. The U.S. has already tried a surge in Baghdad, but sectarian violence has only increased, and the Iraqi troops assigned to the mission either failed to show up or refused to go on patrol. Egged on by the Bush administration, Israel invaded Lebanon, assuming that it could solve its problems by military shock and awe. Once again, this regional superpower was humbled by clever insurgents who know very well how to deliver severe wounds to the feet of giants. Bush and Cheney managed to fool many Americans by linking the war in Iraq with the battle against al-Qaeda, but their deception and failed policies essentially gave the Congress to the Democrats on November 7th. One study showed 29% of evangelicals voted for the Democrats, a 5% increase over 2004, and these votes may have won the Senate for them. This may signal the demise of the coalition between traditional conservatives, free marketeers, and social libertarians, and the religious right who want to control our private lives. These strange bedfellows were destined to have a falling out. Personally, I'm going to declare the coalition dead when Mary Cheney has her baby. The Atlantic hurricane season was a mild one, but Asian typhoons set records in terms of intensity and destruction. Europe continues to set records for summer temperatures, and some predict that European ski areas below 5,000 feet will no longer operate in 20 years. The Arctic permafrost is melting, releasing tons of CO2 into the air, and polar bears are dying because they have fewer places to eat, rest, and birth their young. As a board member of the Palouse Clearwater Environmental Institute, I've been delinquent in commenting on environmental issues, and I promise to make up for that in the new year. One bright spot has been civic activism on the Palouse. The Latah Trail is almost finished, and Bill Parks of Northwest River Supplies bought up the ground asphalt off of Moscow Street and had it spread on the last section of the Paradise Trail. A neighborhood group has managed to reach a compromise with the city of Moscow about a huge ball field complex on the Palouse River Drive, and some concerned citizens convinced the county commissioners to keep the therapy pool open at Latah Care Center. This local activism is America at its best, and I've been inspired by my neighbors' efforts. America has great potential to do good in the world, and a change in leadership at the top in 2008 will make this possible. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you all the best for the new year. You can still send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net, or you can hear or read my 2006 commentaries at www.nickgeyer.com.